You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
So I read the other day that Avril Lavigne is having a hard time getting her record company to take her new record because they want it to sound more urban. I think this is too much to ask for. I mean, if you didn't know already, Avril Lavigne is Canadian. Her name translates roughly to English as Avril Lavigne. I'm not sure what that means, but it's not urban. Now, I'm not Canadian. I'm Rick Doobie, and this is More Lost Time. And on this installment, we'll feature one of the great cover bands of the alternative rock era, Sonic Youth. Also, the Noonday Underground, but possibly not the band that you're aware of. There's one in England called Noonday Underground, one that Paul Weller once called the most influential band of all time, maybe to him that month. But I'm going to play a band called Noonday Underground that had the name long before the guys in England did. And I always get excited to play the records that I play on here, but this one, I'm more excited than usual. How many people have heard of Hackamore Brick? I hadn't, but man, if you have, you know how great they are. And then what if Frank Black and Teenage Fan Club teamed up? I'd forgotten I owned this. I'm going to let you hear that. All of this is coming up. But first, what's Butter 8? It's either a band, a record, or both. You got to think back to 1996, and you probably know Chibo Motto. They made a record back then called Know Your Chicken. It was a single from an LP. And the night they did the remix of Know Your Chicken, they stayed up all night jamming with a bunch of friends, including a guy from John Spencer Blues Explosion named Russell Simmons. And the tape ended up out on the Grand Royal label as Butter 8. It's all interesting. About a third of it is really good. And here's one of those cuts. This is called Butterfucker.
Show. distance, I can hear the bells. Beside the church there stands a girl I knew so well. As I get closer, I can feel a chill. She's changing her name from Laura to Sister Isabel. Isabel, can you hear the words I'm saying?
Mid-90s, Butter 8 with Butterfucker, and this last one was from back in 1995 and early in the solo career of Frank Black, here backed by Teenage Fan Club, covering Del Shannon's Sister Isabel on the BBC for the late, great John Peel. So I'm wondering, how many Sonic Youth records do you have? If you started buying records around the time I did, you probably have a lot. I've got a few. I love cover songs, and I have a CD I picked up in the mid-90s of what were then current indie rock acts covering hits of the 80s. I bought it to get this Yola Tengo cover of a Blondie tune, but I ended up more into this. It's Sonic Youth doing Ça Plaine Pour Moi, which was a pop hit in France in 1977 for Plastic Bertrand. And that title, Ça Plaine Pour Moi, is French for It Is Gliding For Me, The Veen.
Yeah.
That's two covers by Sonic Youth. Nobody really knows who originally did that last one, but maybe you'll email me. What everybody knows is the sponsor of this program. More Lost Time is brought to you by Modern Age Brownies. Brownie not available in stores because they're not available anywhere for now. You know, the Schwab family, which owns and operates the New Generation Baking Company, stays really busy. But they got a big family, and they like to have everybody over on the weekends to unwind. And this weekend, they decided to throw a birthday party for Jake Schwab. And it was supposed to be a surprise. And I heard everyone had a really good time, though I'm not sure it quite came off the way they had planned. Lucille Schwab sent Jake out of the house around noon to go visit his old high school friend Gary. And then she'd invited everybody over for 2 o'clock in the afternoon, about a half hour ahead of when she expected him back. And then sure enough, around 2:30, Jake came back home and just sort of wandered in, made his way around a house of about 25 guests. He's kind of used to that. He grabbed himself a beer, planted himself down on the couch along with his cousins Dave, Mark, and Jamie, and just sort of settled down into the hockey game they were watching. I mean, Jake's just not an imposing guy. It was a solid 20 minutes or so before anybody noticed him and sort of put together the implications of the situation. So there's some scattered, happy birthday. And a few people even tried to go with a surprise. You know, more out of tradition than anything else. Most of them gave him more kind of that chin wave that people do, more than a greeting per se, where you kind of bob the chin up in the air. And for him, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, he's not a man who wants a big fuss. I'd say for anyone planning to buy his brownies, this is a good sign. This is a guy who saves his attention to detail and his expectations for his craft, for his product. And eventually you'll taste that for yourself. They're delicious, even nutritious. They're surreptitious. They're modern age brownies. And just you wait and see. Back to the music. Now, you may never have heard of Hackamore Brick, but if you've got a copy of the Velvet Underground's Loaded, you'll know this sound. But as usual, that's not an insult. I think it's funny how there's certain sort of bands that if you try to imitate them, you're probably headed toward embarrassment. I think like the Pixies, R.E.M., U2, Bob Dylan, that's very real. That's really risky. But then like the Velvets, Big Star, Beatles, the Ramones, if you have the right take on imitating them for whatever reason, it's a much safer bet. I'm not saying it's easy to do. I'm just saying that there's something about that influence. It's the difference between influence and imitating. I'm not sure what it is. It's kind of a magic. There's more success stories there. So anyway, let's hear this. On the Kama Sutra label from 1971, the album was called One Kiss Leads to Another. From Brooklyn, this is Hackamore Brick.
I watched you rumble. Well, I knew you could dance. To do. You know it's so easy.
from Boston in the early 80s. That's the Noonday Underground with Simple Man. It's from a compilation record called Let's Breed. There was 1984. The Throbbing Lobster was the label in Boston. They put out a whole bunch of records, including a number of compilations that if you were in Boston at that time and you weren't to records, you had to buy these compilation records. They're terrific. And this particular one had Scruffy the Cat on it and Christmas. The Christmas song's terrific. I'll have to play that at some point. The Blackjacks tune on here, That's Why I Always Dress in Black, was on the radio almost every Sunday night on WBCN. And that Noonday Underground song is called Simple Man, of course. Before that, Hackamore Brick and I Watched You Rumba. And that Noonday Underground, of course, is, as I was saying before, they had the name before the UK act of the same name. We got time for one more. This is Elvis Costello.
Sad and lonely all the time. That's because I got. Exactly what's been worrying me. Yeah, what is it enough for? Danger zone is everywhere. My love for the world is like always. Cause the world. That's why I'm so afraid of the progress that's been made towards eternity. Every morning, noon and night, has been wondering.
Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Danger Zone, recorded live for the BBC on June 9th, 1983, at the Beeb's famed Might Have Val Studio 4 in London. If you're not familiar with that tune, Danger Zone was the B-side of the Ray Charles single Hit the Road Jack. Both tunes are written by Percy Mayfield. And so thanks for hanging in there with a particularly fact-filled installment of the program. And for that, special thanks to this week's staff. The program was written by Victor Spoils and engineered by Kurt Reception. Filling in this week is our visiting executive producer, Oscar nominee. You can leave a comment about the show. We sure appreciate it. Man, that's nice when people leave a comment about the show at iTunes. At the very least, tell a friend who likes good music about the show and suggest they give it a try. If they don't like good music, don't let them know. That would be no help at all. Email us at morelosttime@gmail.com. Subscribe using iTunes, of course. As always, the podcast is part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to take over the world owning the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the internet for the purpose of combining it with its terrestrial programming from its radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. Meanwhile, NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it encourages supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the program, and for you, for me, and even those that didn't listen, the last half hour has been more lost time. Thanks.